It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Listen to singer Kat Edmondson, and you might find yourself drifting, floating through time on her delicate voice. Kat Edmondson is 28. She grew up in Houston, and she wrote most of the songs on her new album, Way Down Low.
Happiness feels like this. Your heart upon your sleeve. There's a place in time and space where we can all be free.
Kat Edmondson told me she's been writing songs since way back.
The first song that I remember writing in its entirety was when I was 9 years old. I wrote it on a bus, on a field trip.
Nine.
It was called Mystery Man. And in retrospect, it was the beginning of my exploration of what it is to have a man in your life, because I didn't. I grew up with my mom. It was just the two of us. Although I was writing from a perspective of that being a boyfriend, I think it had very much to do with my father.
Can you sing it?
Sure.
I'd love to hear it.
Sing a song about a mystery man. When God made him, I think he had a plan to fool all the girls like he did me. Never did ask him to leave me be. Oh, why'd he go away? Mystery man, come back to me someday.
Wow, Kat Edmondson, you had a lot going on when you were 9 years old.
I'm never gonna drink again. At least not with the finer men. At a celebration, offering libations. From the Appalachian, I couldn't resist one little kiss. But
you know, a lot of the songs on the new album, on Way Down Low, the songs that you wrote have a really just timeless sound, and your voice sounds like it could be from another time. I'm thinking of the song in particular, Champagne, which I love, which sounds, you know, to me very Cole Porter-y, I think.
I was trying to write a song like Cole Porter.
Huh.
Me and a million other people are trying to write a song like Cole Porter.
Yeah, why not, right? And it's all sort of about, you know, blame it on the bubbly, right?
Actually, it was somewhat of a true story. I was feeling a little bit pinched the next morning, and I sat down and started writing that song and had a good laugh with myself.
I am singular and most off-key. When bubbles get a hold of me, taking the equation of the fermentation.
That sounds like quite a party.
Oh, as usual, the party in my imagination is much grander than the actual one.
How do you think you came up with the sound that you have? Was it something you worked on, or did it feel like it just was part of you?
I grew up watching musicals, and that was really where the music began. My mom was working long hours trying to support us and would often pop in a VHS to entertain me, and I would watch Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Danny Kaye, and there would always be some kind of romance happening, and there was always some scene where they would go to a nightclub and some performer would come out, and it was usually some famous performer like the Andrews Sisters or Louis Armstrong. And I actually thought that that's what it was like to get older. My idea of what adulthood looked like. At some point, I actually had to face the fact that it wasn't, and it was a little disappointing. And that gave me impetus to try and make life like that.
I'm not in love. I haven't got the world on a string. I don't believe in Paris or spring, and and I don't wait for rings.
If you wanted to, could you belt out a song?
Yeah, I can. I'm really in love with the subtler side of things. I often employ subtlety and nuance in my voice. But I really do anticipate that I will start singing, belting, if you will.
We'll be moving into the Judy Garland musicals then.
But it won't be like that. When I tend to belt, it kind of reminds me of like a more 60s girl doo-wop kind of belting. Recently, I did experience a little bit of that when I sing Hopelessly Blue on the album. We actually hadn't planned on recording it. And I was just nervous as all get out to lay down some tracks that I wasn't really comfortable singing. But it worked out, and I realized that it was a new place in my voice that I could develop.
I didn't see what lay ahead. The fault line underneath our bed. The space between us just grew. Now I'm so hopelessly blue.
I'm talking to Kat Edmondson. Her latest album is Way Down Low. You got funding to put the album together, Kat, from Kickstarter, right? Crowdsourcing, asking listeners to contribute to the project. And I was watching a video that you did saying, basically, I'll do anything. It shows you giving a pedicure, I think, to a dog and shoveling snow and fixing somebody's sink. Did it feel like that as you were working on this, that basically, you know, I will do anything to get this album made?
Yeah, it did. I thought that there would be some humor in that, and without looking, you know, too terribly desperate. I think it's really fantastic. Where I didn't like it too much initially, and maybe that was my pride, it's an entirely viable way to raise money. I mean, the industry is so different now. And to boot, get to know my fan base a little bit better and what they liked, and what an affirmation of support. It was over 350 people, and it just felt like a tidal wave of love when it all went down and I was able to fund the record. And it was a great opportunity to give back and thank them.
What else can I do? For I am so in love.
Kat Edmondson, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kat Edmondson, her new album is called Way Down Low.
I am so in love. I'm so in love.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.